Now for our story. It was the afternoon of Del Shipley's arrival at the Lane Farm from Chicago with Lily Devon, who worked as an entertainer in Del's nightclub. After the first excited greetings, Lily had wandered outside to leave Aunt Mary and Del free to talk things over, which they had promptly begun to do. Aunt Mary was particularly anxious to hear about Lisa Fenner, the young dancer she'd sent to Del in Chicago. She had a feeling that Lisa's troubles were connected with Wakefield in some way, and wondered if Del had any news to add. And so she'd been quite disappointed when Del Shipley said,
"I'm sorry, Mary, but the way it looks to me, I don't see how Lisa's story could have any connection whatsoever with anything around here."
Mm-hmm. Well, you're probably right, Del. You'd know by now. I guess this is one time my feminine intuition failed me. I did have such a strong feeling about it.
Oh, don't take it too much to heart, Mary. Besides, you're right 99 times out of 100.
Oh, I wouldn't say that, though.
I wish I could feel that Lisa Fenner's trouble had something to do with Wakefield. But it hasn't, I'm sure of it.
But sometimes it's so hard to get an idea like that out of your mind. But I suppose there's no use talking about it anymore, Del. You're just sure.
Mary, when we talked on the telephone the last few times, you seemed to have something else on your mind. I mean, besides this about Lisa Fenner.
I did, Del. It's an idea I've been developing for some time. I thought you might be able, or willing, to help me out on it.
Oh, tell me. I'm always interested in your scheme.
Yes, I know you are, Del. That's why I'm coming to you with it. It's about the young people here in Wakefield. We've been having quite a problem with them.
You have? How come, Mary?
Well, you see, Del, those youngsters have no place to go. I mean to, well, to dance and have a little fun. A place where they can get together with young people their own age.
I thought the high schools threw dances and affairs for the kids.
Oh, they do. Every so often. But that's not enough. Well, there are weeks and weeks when nothing particular goes on to interest the teenagers. And there's no place for them to go. That's why they're so worried.
Well, what do they do with themselves? They must go somewhere.
That's the trouble. They've been going to these roadhouses outside of town. We have several of them scattered around.
I see. And I guess you feel those places are hardly the thing for kids that age. A lot of drinking.
That's just it, Bill. They aren't good for the youngsters. And yet, you can't blame them. They want to dance and have a good time. And if we don't provide the sort of place they should have, it's our responsibility.
Sure. It's too bad.
Mm.
If you could get something started right here in Wakefield...
That was exactly my idea. And that's where you come in, Del.
Me?
You've had so much experience with things like that. You know just how to get such a place started. How to arrange everything.
Well, yeah, I know all that stuff, but...
Well, I might as well come out with it, Del. I know how you talked about being tired of the nightclub business in Chicago, and what I hoped was that you'd consider helping us get underway, establish a place for the young people which would be the right kind. They could have music, street talks, maybe. That's what they call them, isn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe a soft drink bar. Oh, it would be wonderful there. And you're just the right person. It would be a good chance for you, too, a good interchange. Running that nightclub of yours is such a responsibility. This might seem almost like a vacation.
Yeah. I admit I've complained about being fed up. I do get tired, what with all the pressure of things there in Chicago.
I know. And it would be good for you to get away. I've talked to the manager of the hotel here. He's willing to turn over this big banquet hall. It would be just the thing. With a little renovating.
Well, I'm sure all that could be worked out. But even so, Mary, well, I'm a businesswoman, you know. I don't see where the money would come from with a spot like that. You don't want to charge the kids very much. You can't.
Oh, no, of course not.
Oh, I have to think of that side of it, too, you know. I've got a living to make. Worth luck.
I realize that, Del. Well, perhaps I'm not very practical about these things. But I thought there might be some way.
You see, well, that'd be quite a lot of overhead. You couldn't expect the kids to be satisfied with just a jukebox. That wouldn't keep them away from the roadhouses. They want a real hot swing orchestra.
Well, couldn't one be brought down from the city? At least for weekends?
Oh, sure, but there goes your expense again. That costs money.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, Mary, the main reason I'm afraid I can't go in with you on the scheme is something else you can probably guess.
You mean Lester? How's he feel having you here?
Yeah.
That's another reason I thought this would be a good idea, Dale.
Why, Mary?
Now, don't you think if you were here...
he might change, Mary, but I wonder if he ever will. I doubt it. Bless you for being so concerned, but... Well, I don't think there's much point telling about it. I wish I could feel free to help you out on your idea, but I don't see how.
Well, I understand your viewpoint. Anyway, Belle, will you do this much at least? Will you look this room at the Brown Palace Hotel over? See if it has any possibilities? And will you think the whole idea over before you definitely turn it down?
Sure I will, Mary. I'll be glad to do that for you.
Hello, Dale.
Hello, Peggy. You're looking wonderful, dear.
Oh, thanks. Did you have a nice trip down? Sorry, I wasn't here to welcome you, but I've had some errands in town that I just had to do.
Well, that's okay. I didn't expect a brass band, you know.
Peggy, we have a nice surprise for you.
A surprise? What is it, Aunt Mary?
Well, I know you'll be pleased. Belle brought Lily down with her.
Lily? Where is she, Aunt Mary?
She's outside somewhere.
Oh, wonderful. Excuse me, Belle. I'll see you later. Lily? Oh, there you are.
Hi, Peggy.
I saw you drive in.
Oh, Lily, this is a wonderful surprise for me. Oh, golly, it's been ages, hasn't it?
Yeah, it sure has. Kid, I'm glad to see you.
Oh, Lily, you're looking swell. More beautiful than ever. Let's sit down here on the steps, shall we? Or we can go up to my room if you'd rather.
Oh, this is fine. I'm turning into a regular fresh air fiend. Oh, sugar, you look terrific.
Do I?
Yeah. You turned into quite a gal.
Oh, it's probably just a contrast. Last time I saw you, I wasn't feeling any too cheerful.
You seem to have come through okay, kid.
Oh, I guess a person can get over practically anything if he really wants to. That reminds me, Lily. How's Lisa?
Lisa? Well, she's not exactly flying.
You mean she's still as unhappy as she was?
Well, she's not going to win any prizes for Chicago's happiest girl.
Oh, that's too bad. You know, I hope that when she got back to working, she'd feel better.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'll say this much. Lisa really tried to make a go of it. Especially for Aunt Mary's sake.
You sound as if you don't think she's succeeded.
Well, she's lots better than she was at first.
I wonder if she ever saw her husband. She used to talk about him quite a lot. Lance Bennett, his name is.
Yeah. She saw him.
She did? Well, what happened?
Oh, let's not talk about Lisa now. It's a long story. And anyway, I'm much more interested in what's been happening to you.
Well, I have some rather important news. At least it's important to me.
Mm-hmm. And it's important to me, too.
I don't know whether it'll surprise you or not, but... Well, at least I'm going to be married.
Peggy. Well, that's wonderful. I'm awfully glad for you.
Thanks, Lily.
So Bill Meade finally got his divorce.
Well, but, Lily, I'm not... Bill's not the one I'm going to marry.
He's not? Well, then who are you?
I'm going to marry Nicholas Stone.
Nicholas Stone? Oh, yes. Lisa mentioned something about a writer named Dorn, but I didn't take it seriously.
Just the same, it is serious. Because I'm going to marry Nicholas very soon.
Aunt Mary came to the front door then, summoned the girls in for a cup of tea, so the subject of Peggy's wedding was dropped for the time being. But both of them knew there was much more to be said whenever the opportunity came. What had happened to Peggy, Lily wondered. She felt sure her friend was still in love with Bill Meade, and, well, if she did love him, why was she planning to marry someone else? Well, she'd find out the next time they talked.